Section 20, Miscellaneous, Bodily Affections, and Apparel. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Kelly Robinson, Birmingham, Alabama. Current Superstitions by Fanny Bergen. Chapter 19, Miscellaneous Bodily Affections and Apparel, number 1340 through 1401. Bodily Affections. If the right cheek burns, someone is speaking well of you. If the left, they are speaking ill of you. If both, they speak well and ill at once. Moisten the finger in the mouth and touch it to the cheek, naming those whom you suspect. The one at whose name it grows cool was speaking of you. New Brunswick. If your right ear burns, someone is talking well of you. If your left, he is talking ill. General in the United States. If you bite the corner of your apron, you will make backbiters bite their tongues. Pennsylvania. Pinch your ear, and the person talking of you will bite his own tongue. If the right ear burns, it is a sign that someone is thinking well of you. If the left ear burns, it is a sign that someone is thinking unkindly of you. But if both ears burn, friend and foe are fighting about you. Pennsylvania. If your ears burn, people are talking well of you. If your ears are cold, the contrary. New Hampshire. If your right ear burns, a lady is speaking of you. If the left, a man. Maine and Pennsylvania. If your left ear itches, someone is saying unpleasant things about you. But if your right ear, pleasant things. Some say both left and right are good at night. Cambridge, Massachusetts. If the right eye itches, it is a sign you will cry. If the left, you will laugh, because R stands for roar and L for laugh. Baldwinsville, New York. If the right eye itches, you'll laugh. If the left eye, you'll cry. Boston, Massachusetts. If your eye itches, someone wants to see you and can't. Peabody, Massachusetts. If you look at one who has inflamed eyes, you'll catch the disease. Maine and Ohio. If your elbow itches, you will sleep with a stranger. Boston, Massachusetts. If the right foot itches, it is a sign you will go where you will be welcome. If the left foot itches, it is a sign you will go where you are unwelcome. Baldwinsville, New York. If while going to see anyone, your left foot itches, you are not welcome. Alabama. The nose itching is a sign you are going to get mad. Peabody, Massachusetts. If your nose itches, it is a sign of a present. If your nose itches, someone will be provoked with you. If your nose itches, it is a sign that you'll be mad, see a stranger, kiss a fool, or be in danger. Prince Edward Island. If your nose itches, you will see a stranger, kiss a fool, or be in danger. Peabody, Massachusetts. If your nose itches, it is a sign you will be kissed, cussed, or vexed. Somerville, Massachusetts. If the nose itches, some say you will receive a letter. Others declare it is a sign your lover is thinking of you. Baldwinsville, New York. If the palm of the hand itches, it is a good sign that you will kill something. Labrador. Itching in the palm is a sign of a fight or of seeing a stranger. An unexpected scratch denotes surprise. A long scratch across the palm denotes a sleigh ride. Pennsylvania. Negro. A scratch on the hand denotes a ride. The length of the scratch indicates the length of the ride. New England. A scratch on the right hand is a sign of a ride to come. On the left, a disappointment. Baldwinsville, New York. If your knee itches, you are jealous. Boston, Massachusetts. Being lousy is an indication that the lousy person is in good health. Newfoundland. Some hold that the white spots that one has on the fingernails represent the lies you have told. Maine and Baldwinsville, New York. If you shudder without apparent cause, someone has stepped over or upon your grave. Gilsum, New Hampshire. If you shudder, It is a sign that a rabbit is running across or a goose is eating grass from your grave. Chestertown, Maryland. There is an old superstition that every sigh causes a drop of blood to flow from the heart. Exeter, New Hampshire. Smooches made on the face by soiled fingers, called beauty spots in Ohio, mean a present. New Brunswick. A lump on the tongue means that you have told a lie. Prince Edward Island, New York, and Northern Ohio. Apparel. If you mend your apron or dress while on you, someone will lie about you. Maine and Alabama. As many stitches as you take in mending a garment while wearing it, so many lies will be told about you. New Hampshire. If a garment is mended while being worn, it is a sign the wearer will do something he is ashamed of before the week is out. Newton, Massachusetts. If one mends his clothes upon his back, it is a sign his trouble will never come back. Connecticut. Basting threads left in a garment signify that it is not yet paid for. Massachusetts and Ohio. Put your clothes on the wrong side out and you'll have a present before the week is out. Peabody, Massachusetts. If, when dressing, one puts on any of his clothing wrong side out, it is a sign that he will soon receive a present. Alabama. If you happen to put your shirt on wrong side out, you are likely to get a new one. Alabama. You mustn't talk when some article of dress you are wearing is being mended, or someone will talk or tell lies about you. In dressing for a journey, if you wish to have good luck, dress the right foot first. Belleville, Ohio. If the hem of a lady's dress turns up, she is sure to have a new one. Alabama. While sewing on a garment, should you sew it to your dress by mistake, as many stitches as you take, so many lies will be told about you. Baldwinsville, New York. If you break your needle in making a dress, you will live to wear it out. If you tear a hole in a new dress, the first time wearing it, you will have a new one before that is worn out. Deer Isle, Maine. If you break a needle in sewing a new gown, it is a sure sign you will live to wear out the garment. Holyoke, Massachusetts. If you break your needle in making a garment, or have to rip out some of it, you will live to wear it out. Boston, Massachusetts. If a white petticoat falls below your dress, it is a sign that your father loves you better than your mother. New England. Crooked pins are a sign that the owner is an old maid. Province of Quebec, Canada. Should a friend withdraw a ring from the finger of another, it is a sign it will break friendship. The owner should take off the ring and hand it to the friend. Baldwinsville, New York. A hole in the toe of your shoe or stocking, so as to show the toe, means a letter. Cape Breton. Old shoes, particularly the soles, were often buried by Negro servants on Monday morning to keep the devil down through the week. Chestertown, Maryland. Save the old shoes to throw after the carriage. When any of the family start on a journey, it will ensure a safe return. Massachusetts. Wear the boot or shoe on the side, a rich man's bride. On the toe, spend as you go. On the heel, love to do weel. On the ball, live to spend all. Boston. Hole in the toe, spend as you go. Hole at the side, be a rich bride. Hole at the heel, spend as you feel. Hole on the ball, live to spend all. New York. Wear at the toe, live to see woe. Wear at the side, live to be a bride. Wear at the ball, live to spend all. Wear at the heel, live to save a deal. New York. Wear on the toe, spend as you go. Wear on the ball, love to spend all. Wear on the side, you'll be a rich bride. Of stockings. Wear at the toe, spend as you go. Wear at the heel, spend a good deal. Wear at the ball, you'll live to spend all. South Carolina. End of 20.